We're going to talk about preparing salads on Shabbos. Is that something that's magay at all? Okay. When I was growing up, the only salad we had was coleslaw and potato salad. But salad has become a very, very big inyan. It's usually that half hour, 40 minutes extra that I'm waiting for my girls, and they're working on that. And we'll talk about that. So I was thinking how it's something which is so important. It's nowadays, in most homes, it's come up every Shabbos, this issue of the ins and outs and halacha of preparing the salad. It's very, very important. If one is not careful, God forbid, there could be derisas and rabbanim flowing all around the kitchen, and one has to be very careful. And I want to, as in the past, I don't want to just to blurt out the halachas. Here we could spend an extra 2-3 minutes trying to give a little background to understand where things are coming from. And to get to the halacha l'maisa, probably will take two shiurim to deal with. So let's begin. And all the story starts with a Ramah. The Ramah in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, Seif Yutes, in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, from the Kadmainim, who says that peeling fruits, Makalef, Lekalef means to peel, that Makalef pears has a din of a person who is being boirer the psoilas min ha'oichel. Now, I'm sure you remember that one of the malachas is boirer, separating that which you don't want, which is not good, from the oichel, from the food that you want. Boirer. So Rabbeinu Yochum says this monumental din that the Ramah brings in Shulchan Aruch, that a person who is peeling fruit doesn't talk about what kind of fruit, just says, makalef pears, if you peel fruit, that this person is engaging in the activity of separating what you don't want, the psoilus, the bad stuff, from the good stuff. And that's also on Shabbos. Now that's, to begin with, that's unusual, because our normal way of thinking of boirer is when you have a taruves, a mixture. There's a mixture. And you're sorting out the stuff that you don't want from the mixture. In this case, an orange peel, the peel of a carrot or a cucumber or whatever, the outer leaves, let's say, of a head of cabbage or lettuce, there's no mixture with the good and bad. There's a klipa, a peel, that surrounds the fruit or the vegetable. It's not a typical type of boirer, you understand, right? You hear that. It's not a mixture where I'm sorting something out, that I'm sorting out, separating the bad stuff from the good stuff. I have something good inside over here. There's a klipa that surrounds it. There's a peel in which it's encased. And Rabbeinu Yerucham, as the Ramah brings down, holds that this is a form, a type of boirer. Mekalef, peeling, is a form of boirer. How could that be? Because the klipa is devuka to the oichel, because the peel is attached to the oichel, to the food, we look at that food, let's say the orange, the cucumber, whatever it might be that's inside the peel, we look at that food as inedible due to the presence of this peel, and therefore, by removing the peel, I am being misaken, I am repairing, I am taking away that which renders this food inedible. This tikkun, this repair that I am bringing, about by removing the klipa, is what Rabbeinu Yerucham equates with the Malacha on Shabbos of Bayre. This is called Bayre. It's an unusual type of Bayre, but still it's Bayre. Now, what's the source of Rabbeinu Yerucham? Again, I want to give some background here that we shouldn't be amaratzim. We should understand where this comes from. The source of Rabbeinu Yerucham is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is talking about a person being makalef klipas hashum, taking off the peel of a garlic. And the Yerushalmi calls that an act of bayra, of separating the bad from the good. This is the makar, is the source of this chiddush of Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is subsequently brought in the Ramah, that a person who's makalef, who's peeling fruits or vegetables, is engaging in the forbidden malacha of bayra. Now the poskim ask, the Mishnah Brura, the Chazon Ish, all the poskim ask, that we find a number of places in Shas where it would appear that lechayra, that it's mutter, that it's permitted to peel peiros, to peel fruits. For instance, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos, on Kufchav Beis Amid Beis, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that permits, that tells us that one is allowed to be mifatzeach hagoyzim, to crack open nuts. You're allowed to crack open nuts on Shabbos. All different types of nuts. Walnuts, and that's what I have, garinim, sunflower seeds, whatever. You're allowed to be mefatzech egoizim on Shabbos. And we find this in a number of places in the Gemara. So, how could this be? We just learned that the Yerushalmi tells us that if you're peeling fruits or vegetables, that you are violating the malacha of what? Of bayrer, of separating, taking away the bad from the good. On the other hand, we have a clear Mishnah in the Bavli and other sources, I'm just not going into it, other places in the Bavli that tell us that one can break open the shell of a nut. How is it different? So the poskim tell us that it depends. If the kiluf, if the peeling is taking place for the purpose of eating something immediately, la'alta, immediately, then that is called derech achila, that is called the way that one eats something, that's the way that you eat that. That's called derech achila. And it's mutter. What the Yerushalmi is talking about, that it's forbidden, which Rabbeinu Yerucham brings down, that it's forbidden to peel fruits and vegetables, that's talking about a situation where the person is not doing that for this su'udah, for this meal, or to eat immediately, or we'll talk about the amount of time. But the person is doing it early on Shabbos morning, for Shalosh Su'udahs or something like that. But if a person is doing it la'alter means for the present, to eat immediately, that's called the way of eating, derech achila. That's how you eat those foods that are covered with peels or with shells. That's mutter. Kiluf, mekalef, peeling that is aser, is when it's not letzarech achila la'alter, for the purpose of eating it immediately. That's a malacha and that's chayiv. Now, this needs a little bit more explanation. What I'm explaining now is the way that the Chofetz Chaim and the Mishnah Brura and the Chazon Ish explain this din, this chiluk. Listen carefully. Because sof kol sof, it would seem to us that the act of removing a shell, the act of removing a skin, means that I am taking away the solas. Solas literally means the garbage, the bad stuff. I'm taking away a peel or a shell. I'm sorting it. I'm taking it away from the oichel, from the food. Why would that be allowed just because I'm doing it la'alta, for the purpose of eating it now? Why does that make it permissible? L'chayu would say that it's a forbidden act on Shabbos, that it's a malacha of bayra. The malacha of bayra means separating the bad from the good. When I peel an orange, when I take off the shell of the peanut or of the walnut, I'm doing the same thing. What changes? How does that make it different when I'm doing this for the purpose of la'alter, of right now? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish explain, and others, that it's very, very simple. These foods that are covered in shells or peels cannot be eaten unless you take away the shell or the peel. Therefore, removing a shell or removing a peel for the purpose of eating it now is an act of eating. I eat this banana by taking off the peel. I eat the orange by peeling the orange. That's how I eat it. I have no other way, otherwise there's no oichel. It's not a question of a mixture of good and bad. There's nothing to eat. That's how you eat that. That's derech achila. That's not a malacha. The Mishnah Berurah explains, that's not called a malacha, an act of a malacha on Shabbos. That's called the way that a person eats a peanut, the way that a person eats an orange. All other cases of boirer, they explain, the usual cases of boirer is when you have food. Mixed into the food, there's psilas, there's some stuff that you don't want. You can eat the food, even though there's psilas there, you can eat some of the food. But I go ahead and I take the psilas, the bad stuff, and I take my fork or my hands, whatever it is, and I push it away. I separate the psilas from the ochel. That maaseh, that act of willfully taking away the psilas, when I could have eaten that food even though there was some stuff I didn't want in it. I could have eaten the food. There was rice and there was some things mixed into the rice that I didn't, some things fell in. So I could have eaten that rice. I could have eaten some of the rice. By my separating what I don't want from the rice, by my moving that away, I am being kaveya, I am establishing a shame shel malach. I am establishing, I have made that choice to do malach on Shabbos. When I'm peeling an orange, a banana, a cucumber, a carrot, whatever, and let's say it's not letzarech achila, la'alter, it's not for the purpose of now to eat. So then the Ramah is telling us, from this Rabbeinu Yerucham, who goes back to the Yerushalmi, that you're chayiv. That's forbidden. That's a malach on Shabbos. Why? Because if I'm peeling this for some later time, then I am demonstrating that I am not engaged in an act of eating. I'm engaged in an act of cleaning, of preparing food. You follow the difference? If I take the banana in my hand and I peel it and I eat it, that's called derech achila. That's how you eat a banana. I can't get to the orange or the banana unless I peel it. That's called derech achila. And by eating it now, I am showing that I'm eating this. If I do that hours before, then we see an isolated act of a person taking away bad stuff from good stuff. That's not called derech achila. That's not called the way of eating. That's called the way of preparing on Shabbos. Oh, you're preparing something on Shabbos? Now we're talking about malachas. Now we're talking about work. We're not talking about an act of eating. We're talking about preparing. This is how the Chofetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish explain the difference between doing this act of peeling for the sake of it being la'alter to eat now, as opposed to doing it some other time during Shabbos. Now we come back and listen to the words of the Ramah. Also, liklay shumim v'tzaylim, it is forbidden to peel garlic or onions, he gives examples. Kishakolayf lahaniach, if you're peeling the garlic or the onions, lahaniach, to prepare them for some time later on. Lahaniach means to put it away, to put it into the drawer, to put it under the counter, put it on the fridge, in the fridge, putting it away.
Also liklay shuma b'tzelim k'shekaylef laniach. Avalechol la'alter. But if you're going to eat the onion now, the garlic now, shari. Shari means mutter, it's permitted. So this means, on a very simple level, that if a person plans to go to shul on Shabbos and wants to have the salad ready, we're going to get to the pratim, just laying things out now. But so far what it sounds like, that if you want to go to shul on Shabbos and you decide you want to prepare the salad before you go to shul, right? Let's say you go to shul at 9 o'clock, 9:15, 9:30, whatever, and you want to prepare the salad before you go to shul. So you peel carrots, cucumbers, whatever, onions, to put into the salad, that you'd be in violation of the issa daraisa of boyer, according to what we've learned so far. This is not going to be eaten until probably 2 hours later, or more. That's what the Ramah is talking about. So now the big question, of course, is, so could you please tell us, Ramah and Poskim, what do you mean by la'alta? What do you mean by immediately? La'alta means soon. What do you mean by that? So, it's brought from one of the great contemporary poskim, who went through all of the material in the earlier poskim, Rav Vosner, Rav Shmuel Vosner, Zal Gezon Zayin, in Bnei Brak. And Rav Vosner comes to the conclusion that a half hour before the meal, before you wash, a half hour before the meal is still considered to be in that time period that's called la'alter. And he says, and there are many who are lenient ad sha'a, an hour. So an hour before you wash, preferably a half hour, but you have that window of time, a half hour, an hour before you sit down for the su'uda, That is called la'alter. Now, what's interesting is that this din of la'alter means, even if, let's say, you're having a fruit salad, and you had to peel some fruit, and that's going to be dessert, and it could be that you're only going to eat that dessert 2 hours later, everybody's zmiris and tyra and schmoozing and everything, and it could be 2 hours later, right? That's 100% okay. As long as it's within an hour, preferably a half hour, of when you wash, even though you're only going to have the salad, vegetable or fruit salad, whatever it might be, you're only going to have it later on in the meal, and way past a half hour, an hour, that's still called letzarech achila, because now we're amending this to say, it really means letzarech hasa'uda, for the sake of the sa'uda, of the meal. Not only that, the poskim are lenient, that if we're talking about a very large meal, there's no exact shiur, but for instance, an example, if there's a Shabbos Shavuot Brachos, or if there's an offer of, if you're having a lot of company, not the regular chevra, a lot of company, and you don't have enough time, a half hour is not enough time to make all your preparations. So the poskim say, okay, you could take more time. But don't play games. It means that you're preparing for the meal. Not that you're preparing for later on. You're preparing for the meal. It could be an hour and a half before. For instance, the post can be an example of somebody who's cooking for boys, who's preparing for the boys in yeshiva on Shabbos. Could be he's getting salads ready, a meal. He's getting salads ready for hundreds of guys. In the Mir Yeshiva, there could be in Yerushalayim, for 3,000, 4,000, preparing. So he can't do that a half hour before washing. The people have to get to work on that probably in the morning to get all that salad ready. Or in a hotel, right? Let's say in a hotel. I'm not getting to the difference if they're Jews doing it or they're Goyim doing it, but it takes time. So the post can say, that's okay. Because it is obvious, it is clear and obvious by the nature of the meal and the size of the oilam that you need more time. But it's clear that it's for the sake of the sa'uda. It's for the sake of the meal. That's what has to be. It has to be obvious that it's for the sake of the su'uda, and that it is in order to be, that you're preparing now for the su'uda. Not for shalosh su'udas, but you're preparing now for lunch, now. It could be even if it's more people. It could be 45 minutes before. But I'm making my preparations for the Suda that I'm going to eat in as soon as I'm done with my preparing, or a half hour. When I'm done, we're going to have the Suda. Not to make a game and to say, well, there's a lot of people to start at 8 o'clock in the morning and to be finished at 8:45, and you're only going to eat at 11:30, 12. You understand? It has to be clear that it's L'tzarech HaSuda, and then it's allowed to even take more time. But if everything is regular and it's just a normal olam, then it shouldn't be more than an hour before you wash. Preferably within a half hour before you wash. That's condition number one. That's the definition of la'alter. We're going to come back to that a lot. That's the definition of la'alter. Normally, half hour to an hour. Unusual circumstances, as long as it's going right into washing, going into the meal. There's another tnai. There's another condition in order to permit one to peel fruits and vegetables for the salad. And that's called in halacha biyado. Biyado means you use your hands. Now the post can say it doesn't actually have to be with your hand. You could use a knife also. You could use a knife. A knife is also called biyado. The point is, as Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Avnei Nezer and others explain, the point is that I'm not using a peeler. You are not allowed to use a special kli that was created for peeling. You can't use a peeler on Shabbos. The yodo means that a knife is used for other purposes. A knife is used for many things, for cutting and other stuff in a meal. Therefore, the poskim say that as long as you're using a knife for peeling, then that's also called really derech achila. That's the way that people eat, as opposed to doing a malacha. When you're doing a malacha, then you would use special peelers for doing a malacha. But when you're eating, a knife is used as part of a meal. Therefore, even if it's samuch lesuda, even if it's la'alta, even if you're going to eat this right away, you cannot use a peeler. It has to be done either by hand or by using a knife, but not a special kli that is created just for peeling. A knife is for cutting, a knife is for spreading, and so on, and that's allowed. The post can permit the use of a nutcracker, like with walnuts, filberts, and so on. The post can allow that, and it does not have the same din as a mikalech, like a peeler, a mekalef rather. You're allowed to do that. The reason for that is that the nutcracker is not actually separating the bad from the good, it's just breaking the shell. It's breaking the shell. Whereas a peeler is getting rid of the bad stuff. You can't use a peeler. A nutcracker just breaks it open. And that's why the poskim are lenient and you could use that. Next. When a person is using lettuce or cabbage, the outer leaves are usually not going to be used. The outer leaf, it's old, dirty, whatever, you're not going to use the outer leaf. They're not really ruyim la'achila, they're not really edible. The poskim say, the Chofetz Chaim says this in the Bir Halacha, that you are allowed to take away the outer leaves in order to get to the leaves of lettuce or cabbage that you want. But again, only la'alte, only for the preparation of the meal, samuch l'suda, right by, as I said, half hour, an hour, but preparing for the meal. Because the outer leaves of the lettuce and the cabbage resemble the peel of an orange or the peel of a cucumber or something else. So you're allowed to take off the leaves of the lettuce, which is always done for salad, very often that's for salads. You could take off the outer leaves, but make sure you only do it la'alte. You do it by preparing, and you're preparing for the su'uda. Now there's an interesting machloikis regarding apples. Are there still people here who enjoy apples? Okay, me too. Apples are good. They even put them in salads sometimes, right? So there's a very interesting machlokas of poskim regarding apples. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, who says that it's the same as everything else. Apples, you're not allowed to peel them unless it's right by the Suda. In other words, just like everything else, you can't peel them. You can only peel it if you're going to have the apple right now in the Suda. But the Mishnah Berurah brings, Chafetz Chaim brings the view of the Prima Gadim, who says, no, it's different. You know why? Because the Prima Gadim says the average person eats the apple peeled with the apple. People eat apples with the peel. It's a very common thing for a person to eat the apple peel. He eats it with the apple. Not everybody takes off the peel. It's very commonly eaten in such a way. And therefore, the Prima Gadim holds that an apple peel does not have a din of psoas, of garbage. It does not have a din of refuse, of that which you don't want. It doesn't have a din of psoas. It's not called a klipa. It's not called a shell or a peel. It's called an apple. The apple peel is called an apple. And therefore, he says that any time that you want on Shabbos is completely mutter to, we don't use a peeler because of the dechol. We don't use a peeler. But it's completely mutter. You don't have to give, doesn't have to be la'alter. You could peel off the apple, if you'd like, any time, and to eat it even if it's not somach l'suda. Lamaisa, how do we paskin? So if Moshe Feinstein, Lamaisa, was machmir, was strict like the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Magen Avraham. Rav Moshe was strict, and he held that apples should be treated like all other fruits and vegetables that have peels, and you should only peel the apple, la'alter, for immediate use. The Avnei Nezer, on the other hand, holds that it's completely mutter, the other extreme, it's completely mutter to peel apples. He holds it's completely mutter, even with an apple peeler, even with a peeler, and that doesn't have to be somach l'suda. All the way, he says it's absolute food, there's no issue at all. When you use a peeler to peel an apple, the Avnei Nezer holds, it's the same as taking a knife and cutting a piece of food. It's nothing at all. It's food. It's food and food. That's all it is. There's nothing at all. So if Moshe is strict like the Mishnah Berurah, and the Avinezer made all of the Hasidim happy, he was a big Hasidic Rebbe. So Avinezer says that you're allowed to peel an apple, even with a peeler, any time on Shabbos. It does not have to be Samach L'Suda. Cucumbers and carrots, all the poskim agree, even though there are some people who would eat the carrot with the peel, and there are some people who eat the cucumber with the peel, they wash it off. Nevertheless, the poskim are pretty much in agreement that roiv, the vast majority of people, peel cucumbers and they peel carrots before they eat them. Therefore, we consider the peel of the cucumber to be klipa, to be garbage. We consider the peel of the carrot, the outer layer of the carrot, also to be that. And therefore, the same din applies as we learned before. It's permitted, only with a, not with a peeler, with a knife, it's permitted, and only samuch la'alter by the meal. We do not rely upon the fact that there are some people who eat cucumbers without peeling them, and who eat carrots without peeling them. Agav, just since we're talking about salad, I know it's not nogei that much, but it's important to bring it up here because I don't want to forget this. There's a very big tumult about chicken skin that resembles this shaila, this question we're just talking about with apples. Why? There are those who say that it's only that we treat chicken skin the same way we would treat the peel of a fruit or vegetable. And it's mutter to take the chicken skin only right before the suda, or while you're eating. During the time that you're eating, you don't want the skin to take the skin away. During the meal or right before the meal. The same as the halacha of peeling fruits and vegetables. There are those who hold that the chicken is the same. Taking off the skin cannot be done to prepare earlier. For whatever reason, let's say you want to take off the skin earlier in the day. No, it's the same as fruits and vegetables. chicken skin is considered to be a klipa, it's considered to be a peel, and it can only take place either right before the Suda or while you're eating. Rav Moshe Feinstein disagreed with this. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that the average people, at least where Rav Moshe came from in Russia, found the skin of the chicken to be their favorite part. Not only was it edible, but it was usually the favorite part of the chicken. And Rav Moshe said that chicken skin is not called a peel, it's not called a klipa, it's not called garbage. Chicken skin is food. And therefore, Rav Moshe said it's treated no different than as if it would be meat, chicken. It's the same thing. And there's no issue at all. There's no issue at all of boirer, of separating between the skin and the chicken. Rav Moshe had held any time on Shabbos, doesn't have to be Somal Suda, you could take the skin off of the chicken. Most modern poskim disagree with Rav Moshe. And that probably has to do with a change in our eating habits. There are some people that, a lot of people that nowadays have become much more particular to take the skin off of the chicken, and they do not eat the skin, and the skin therefore has become more and more viewed as soilless, as bad stuff, and therefore the poskim are generally, the modern poskim disagree with Rav Moshe, and they say that's true, maybe that's how it used to be. Our grandparents and great-grandparents didn't throw out anything that they didn't have to. They ate anything they could eat. That's all they had. And that's changed over time. People are in general more health conscious. And they, Baruch Hashem, can afford to take off the skin from the chicken. And therefore, most poskim say that that you should only take off the skin by the meal, during the meal, or right before the meal, and to treat it the same way as we would treat any other peels. Now, what about seeds? What about seeds? Meaning, the seeds that are inside of fruits. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about watermelon, the cantaloupe, the gook and the cantaloupe, and the honeydew, and so on. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chaf Aleph holds that it is permitted to take a seed out of a fruit when you're holding it in your hand and you're about to eat it. Mamash l'alta. When you're holding it, he says it could be samach l'suda. He doesn't say that conclusively before the meal. But when you're holding it and you're about to eat it, then you can take out the seeds. I'm not talking about watermelon, we'll talk about watermelon afterwards. Stop. An apple, whatever it might be, a pear, an apple, something. You could pick out the seed. And even if you're not eating it right now, but there's room to be lenient, like all other peels, samach l'suda, a half hour, within a half hour, an hour before, there's room to be mekel. And the reason is, that's the way that these fruits are eaten. That's the derech achila. A rimein, pomegranate, and so on. That's the way that these things are eaten. It's not called derech berira, derech, it's not the way of boirer, it's the way of eating. And therefore, if it's the kind of a thing, it would seem, according to this, that if it's the kind of a thing where you usually do not take out the seeds before you eat it, but you eat it with the seeds, which could be, which is, I guess, by rimon, by pomegranate, right? Isn't that, I don't eat rimon, but people eat the seeds, right? That's considered to be the main, no? Yeah. That's what people like, they eat the seeds. So the poskim say that those seeds which people are not usually taking out, but usually eat, so it's also to start picking them out on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. It's also to start picking them out, unless it's mamish b'shas asuda, b'shas achila, you're not allowed to start picking out those seeds, because normally they're eaten on the left-hand side. It should be mentioned here. It should be mentioned that the Chazon Ish, Zechon Levracha, the Chazon Ish was very machmir, was very strict, And he held that you're not allowed to take pits and seeds out from fruits at all. But you should eat the fruit, and when you get to the pit, you spit it out. Or you get to the pit and you leave it. The Chazon Ish was very strict. No picking out of pits or seeds. You eat the thing, and then you leave the pit or the seeds. But don't pick them out. And in many of the yeshivas, in the yeshiva world, they're strict like the Chazon Ish. But no one can tell you that you're violating anything if you go like the Mishnah Berurah. And Rav Moshe and other poskim will say that if you're holding it or you're about to eat it or it's going to be in the meal, that you're allowed to take out, that you're allowed to take out the seeds. With watermelon, there's a bigger question. There are those who say, well, it's the same din as any other seeds or pits. That's what they are, the seeds of the watermelon. And therefore, according to Mishnah Berurah, when you're about to have the piece of watermelon, when you're sitting down to have the watermelon, or perhaps within a half hour before the meal, but it has to be la'alta, you're allowed to pick out with the knife or with your fingers, you're allowed to pick out the seeds of the watermelon, according to Mishnah Berurah. There are others, however, who say, absolutely not, a watermelon is different. Why? He says, this here we're not talking about the usual case of where you have a seed that's at the center or a pit that's at the center of a fruit. Here, these poskim say the seeds are all over the place. They're angemished. They're mixed in to the watermelon, all over the place. And because of that, it's so obvious, the way of Boyer, when you start going around picking out seeds, that they simply could not tolerate this. This was not allowed, according to the poskim. Usually, you have a seed or two. You have a pit. No. So the derech achila is to take out the thing and to eat it. But by a watermelon, where they're all over the place, for a person to start to go nitpicking and sorting out the watermelon seeds from the watermelon, these poskim said that's too similar to the classic case of boirer, to a classic case of separating. Here you have to take it one seed at a time in such a way, and there are many of them, and they're mixed in all over the place. Oh, you found another one, you pull it out. So therefore these poskim say that that's called derech boirer, and they don't allow it. What they also allow is for a person to take the piece and to give a cluck on the bottom of the watermelon, whatever, your piece, and the pieces that fall down are okay. Otherwise, to eat the watermelon, and as the old song goes, spit out the pits. You know, just to eat the watermelon, spit out the pits. But again, you have these different views, and they're both 100% legitimate. And no one can tell you that you're a Mechal Shabbos, God forbid, if while you're eating, you take out the pits of the watermelon. It should be clear. The Mishnah Berurah holds that you're allowed to do that. So no one can say that that's Chil Shabbos. There are others who are strict when it comes to watermelon. When it comes to cantaloupe and honeydew cantaloupe, those melons, when you cut it in half, you're allowed to pour out all the stuff in the middle. You're even allowed to take a spoon and to clean out the inside of the cantaloupe from all the clump that with all the seeds that's together over there, because that's mamish compared to a klipa that's preventing you from eating. You don't have to sort out anything here. You just take a spoon and in one swoop you get rid of all of it, and it comes all out in one clump, and it's therefore mamish like a klipa. Again, we're talking about always, remember, samuch l'suda la'alter. We're not talking about in the morning for the afternoon. We're talking about la'alter, for the use of that meal, that you're allowed to do that. What about the ukits, the oikits, which means the stem of the apple, or the stem of a fruit? So the oikits, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you have it in your hand, the fruit, the apple, you're allowed to take off the stem. You can't prepare a bunch of apples and so on, but when you're holding it, you pull off the stem. That's called derech achila. The Chazon Ish does not allow that. He's strict here as well. And the Chazanish says, no, you eat the apple and you just leave the stem. You're not allowed to pick out, according to Chazanish, you're not allowed to pick out the stem from the apple. Just a couple of tiny little things now. Fruit that you want to rinse, it has on it the normal dust or schmutz from the store or whatever, is that considered to be bayre? In other words, am I separating the dirt from the fruit? Whatever it might be. The cherries, the apples, whatever they are. So, it depends. The poskim say that as long as the schmutz, the dirt, is not nikar, it's not obvious, it's not something like a really... It's just the regular dust and dirt from the store that you don't want to have on your fruit. So the poskim say that you are allowed to wash those, to rinse them off, because, why? Because they say that the etzem, you would eat this fruit. In other words, the fruit is ready to be eaten. You're not taking this, you're not rinsing them because of boirer, you're rinsing them because of nikius. Nikius means cleansing. You want to be clean. Not that there's, like, it's a peel or a covering. It's nikius. You want to be clean. The poskim allow that. That's called nikoyin ba'alma. The normal way that you rinse things and wash things is okay. When does it become more complicated? When there's something which is obvious. For instance, washing off insects from lettuce, let's say, on Shabbos, under the water, or big pieces like in the romaine lettuce, mamish, it's mamish dirty. I'm not talking about dust. Then you have mamish dirt. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, he said that it's forbidden to go on Shabbos trying to do your checking on Shabbos to get to the little tiny possible bugs that are there on the leaves of lettuce. It's forbidden. He says, if you see that there's mamish, it's something you could see just that's obvious, then you're certainly allowed to shake it off or to just wash the lettuce. That's okay. But to go and to be boirer, to start cleaning the insects on Shabbos, so Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that that's forbidden. You're not allowed to do that. What about La'alter? What about La'alter? So too, here also, if it's La'alter to prepare, you're preparing the salad, mamish now to have for the meal, it's okay. But you cannot do that, let's say, you can't do that in the morning before you go to shul. You would have to do that La'alter, to wash off the lettuce, to clean the lettuce, to look and to clean off the lettuce. That could only be done La'alter. That's Chelek Aleph. On this Chelek, the next discussion we're going to have is about chopping, cutting, grinding, and so on. But as far as these dinim are concerned, are there any questions? Yeah. Same thing. La'alter. Not in the morning. La'alter. If there's a big island, you can do it earlier, but it has to be la'alter. Huh? No. Be la'alter.
Why isn't it a problem, like, for the bugs? Like, you're not killing the bugs if you're soaking them in water and showering?
Okay, that's a good question. It should probably be discussed separately. However, you don't see any bugs when you're rinsing them. Ostensibly, you're rinsing them for the purpose of nikias, to clean the strawberries, to clean the fruit. You're not going there to kill a bug. So because of that, there's room to be lenient, to put it into the water. And to prepare it in that way, again, la'alta, there's room to be made. But to go there, mamush, to start pointed assassinations, you know, like, what do they call it? There's a word for it, but something like that, you know. To mamush, to aim your gun at that little fellow over there, that's something else, which we'll talk about. That I mean, that's a whole separate malacha, we'll talk about that separate. Yeah.
Two questions. One is... How do you approach a case of like the avocado? When you have the peel on the outside.
I'm sorry? Oh, avocado.
Peel on
Okay.
I was
Yeah.
Like
how so I'm going to talk about avocados next time. It's an unusual thing because of how soft it is also.
Right.
And right, it involves tchina. And here, I never ate an avocado in my life. I admit. Where is the pit?
You mean the pit is in the center, so you don't want the pit, but you also have to peel the outside if you want to prepare for the salad.
Right. So why wouldn't you be allowed to?
So say, let's cut it in half. How do you remove the pit? Because that would mean that's lower. But also,
it's okay. La'alter is fine.
La'alter is fine.
Yeah.
Now another question about la'alter is, say you're not like going out to shul or whatever, but maybe if you have your company or whatever, and it's just me, I'm a little slow. I'll start from the morning till the meal. I'll still be prepared.
If it takes you a very long time, but that's fine. That's what we learn.
I guess it's all if it, that
it's
meal,
that's right.
It's really the morning.
As long as it's obvious, even if it takes you 2 hours, as long as it's obvious. Mm-hmm. And what about an older person?
Right.
So as long as it's obvious that this is not being done to put in the fridge or to put away for some other time,
right.
It's being done for the meal. Some of the posts can use the time to try to figure out when the men, let's say, are leaving shul. When the men are leaving shul, that's a safe measure of la'alter. Unless your husband's a big shmoozer or something. So that now it could be longer. But if it takes you longer, that's okay. As long as I'm doing it for the meal.
So should, like, let's say the fruits for the salad or the dessert be safe to last?
Yes. No. Yes, it's better to do that closest to the meal as possible. Absolutely. All of those fruits and vegetables, lemaisa, you should do that at last preparation closest to the meal. Yeah.
Are you allowed to let's say I need to help my parents prepare for the meal and I'm going out for lunch and I want to leave earlier than
you can't do that.
Can I set aside some for me to eat then and then?
No. Yeah.
So just to clarify, so soaking like everything with soap and that is fine, but actually like mom is like taking a piece of lettuce and searching that.
Right.
Soaking it.
Yeah, I'm going to talk more about that in Matisha.